I'm doing really well, yeah. Top of the league, what can I say? Amazing.
Were you one of those people at the beginning of season that maybe put a little pound on 5,000 to 1, Frank?
If only I had. And then I could just step off this tour that I'm on and go and chill on a beach somewhere. But no, I didn't. Not really a gambling man. So I think if I'd have put a bet on, we probably wouldn't have won the league. Because my luck when it comes to betting is not the best.
It's just an amazing thing. It really, really is. And I think a lot of neutrals are really, really happy that Leicester City have done it. And you must be, I mean, you're on tour at the moment. You're on an arena tour at the moment. So you're not currently in Leicester, but you must be itching to get back and partying in Leicester.
Oh, last night, it was a day off yesterday. So all I did last night until the early hours is just watch all the footage on, you know, on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that, of all my fellow Leicesterians just partying in the streets and down at the stadium. And, you know, I heard that cars were just, you know, honking their horns all through the nights. And it's just a great vibe. And it's amazing how football can bring a city together, you know. And but it doesn't matter what team around the world when something like this happens. It just brings your city together. It's just such an amazing thing. It's really like, well, it's like one of my favorite films, Rocky. That's it. We're like the Rocky of the football world, you know, the absolute underdog. That's we're like the people's champs. And what's been great is all the other footballing cultures in the cities and all the other teams, all the other neutrals, like you said, have just been getting behind Leicester and really wanting us to win, because it is one of the greatest things to happen in football. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, you can't buy championships like some teams that I won't mention because I don't want to get in trouble. I've got to play in some of these cities while I'm on tour. But, like, you know, you can't buy a title. You can, if you've got a team that want to play for the fans and want to play for the manager, you know, the sky's the limit. And I think Leicester's just proven that.
Is that something that's made it a little bit better, that they've become almost the people's club? Everybody, except for maybe Spurs fans, wanted Leicester to win the title, and now they have. Everyone's sort of happy. In previous years, you get the Manchester United and the Chelsea's winning, and everybody hates them, but everybody absolutely loves Leicester.
It's exactly right, and I think what that is because you've just genuinely got a bunch. You've got a bunch of lads that just wanted to play. They want to play together. They want to play as a team. They definitely want to play for the fans. And the manager's just got them playing, you know what I mean, and got them enjoying, you know, each other. And that's gone all the way through, and it's pushed them all the way to the top. And I think that's what all the other clubs have seen. It just lets all the other clubs know that everybody's got a chance. You know, that there was that run of a decade where you know other teams seem to be having a look in. And we've just rewrote that. And it's the most, like I say, it's the most amazing thing in football, and all the other clubs have seen that. So every other club now must think, you know, we could do this, you know. It's just been great fun for me on the road, touring and with all the crews that I work with, and just, you know, everyone's been rooting for me. But it's also been great to, you know, rub it in. I'm currently out with my tour manager, who's a Man City fan.
They're nowhere.
Yeah, just having the novel and, you know, to turning Man City over twice in the season, where I think they've got one of their players that was on the bench is worth more than our entire Leicester team, and there we are just kicking their butt. And then it's just been great. It's just been great for me just to rub salt into the wounds. It's just fantastic. And I was playing last night in Portsmouth at a festival, and fellow Leicester fan, Sam Bailey, you know, who won the X Factor. I was on stage with the criminals with my Leicester top on, and she was side stage, and we were just smiling ear to ear. She says, you know, do you think we'll do it tomorrow? I was texting her last night till 1 a.m. There's some really funny clips that you can see on Facebook. Where there's a great one where it's, you know, that scene in Star Wars where,
oh yes, know, the medal ceremony.
The medal ceremony, someone put Claudio's face on Han Solo.
It's really good.
Yeah. Face on. It's really, really funny. I've just been up all night watching them. That's the saddest. I had to celebrate last night just in a hotel room on my own while I'm on tour. And I just wish I was back in Leicester, but that's always the way when you're on tour. Yeah.
Typical, isn't it? There's been so many players at Leicester's side that have emerged as stars this season. But if you had to pick one as your player of the season, who would it be? It's a difficult choice, I know.
Well, that's a difficult one. I mean, I know everyone's going to say Vardy just because of that sheer amazing feat of scoring all them goals. But Ajola's just been amazing. Absolutely amazing in the midfield. I've never seen anybody run people down as much as he has. You know, someone was telling me that apparently where he stays is probably about 5 miles away, 5 or 6 miles away from the stadium and from the training ground. And after he's trained, apparently he runs home. he doesn't even get into his big Range Rover and drives on it. Runs all the way to the training ground, runs to the stadium, comes back. I mean, that just made me laugh when I heard that. Watching him chase people down in that midfield, I think he's been amazing. So I think my big shout out goes out to him, but just goes out to the whole team playing. But the biggest shout out goes to the fans, you know, because I've got family members that have been all their life, so, you know, been season ticket holders. You know, I had my period where I used to go in the Martin O'Neill era when I had season ticket. I used to go to every game. Most of the time now I have to tune in from wherever it is, or you know, where I'm around the world if I'm on tour. But to them fans who go in, week out, and have the history of the club have gone through some serious ups and downs, and I'm just super happy for them. They must be ecstatic right now. Yeah, just can't wait to get back to Leicester. And here's the other killer blower that's awful. Like last night, the one thing I would have liked to have done was crack open a bottle of champagne and have a glass and toast my team. Yeah. I'm on bloody antibiotics because I've got a chest infection, so I've not even been able to have a drink.
Oh, no!
I know. It's just not fair at the minute for me.
you need to sort that.
So I'm happy, you know what I mean?
what's next for you, Frank? As you say, you're on a bit of a tour at the moment. When do you get to relax and get back to Leicester?
I'm back to Leicester just for one day on Friday. And then I go back out to Holland on Saturday. So I've only got one day to be in Leicester to catch up with my family and friends and fellow Leicester fans. Tonight I'm playing Brighton Arena with UB40 tonight. So yeah, quite busy at the moment.
Really, really busy. Well, listen, Frank, enjoy it. This wonderful Leicester party that everybody's having. Thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning. Have a good rest of your tour.
You're more than welcome. Thanks so much for the support. Playing the single. Thank you for that. One last thing, I'm very much looking forward to going into my sound check today because my front of house engineer is a Tottenham fan.
I would imagine there's going to be a few pelters.
Oh, there will. I'm just ironing my Leicester top now, ready for the show.
Cheers, Frank. Take care. Speak to you soon.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye, guys.